Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'm taking the floor in order to raise the issue of Iran's January 29 ballistic missile test. This launch was in defiance of the provisions of UN Security Council Resolution 2231. That resolution calls upon Iran not to undertake any activity related to ballistic missiles designed to be capable of delivering nuclear weapons. And let me just add a point of fact here, Mr. President. Ballistic missiles designed to be capable of delivering a payload of at least 500 kilograms to a range of at least 300 kilometers are inherently capable of delivering nuclear weapons. This affects us all. Iran's launch was highly provocative. Given the multiple interrelated conflicts in the Middle East today, such launches, accompanied by Iran's strident rhetoric, undermine regional stability and threaten multiple countries, including close allies of the United States. UN Security Council Resolution 2231 calls upon Iran to not undertake any activity related to ballistic missiles designed to be capable of delivering nuclear weapons, including launches using ballistic missile technology. Such ballistic missile launches are thus inconsistent with this provision of UN Security Council Resolution 2231. We will also continue to insist on full implementation of the binding measures in Resolution 2231 that prohibit outside support to Iran's ballistic missile program. All countries have an obligation under that resolution not to supply Iran with certain ballistic missile-related technology. Full enforcement of these provisions will help address this threat. Mr. President, the international community must hold Iran accountable for its behavior. We hope that others will join us in insisting that Iran stop its destabilizing, provocative behavior and stop taking actions that threaten its neighbors. Thank you, Mr. President.